一起来做祷告好吗？
So we'll pray together.
主啊，是的，主，我们接你带到你圣的宝座面前。
Yes, Lord, we bring Jenny to your presence.
她在新的一个环境里面，你来保护她。
She's in a new environment. Please protect her.
那你来让她来经历你的大能，经历你的大爱。
So that she may experience your love and your mighty power.
也经历你的自由。
And experience the freedom that is in you.
喜乐和平安。
Enjoy.
主啊，你祝福他的父母。
Bless her parents.
阿文和 Kathy.
Calvin and Kathy.
主啊，也给他们极大的一个平安。
Give them the peace.
让他们孩子一起来经历神。
So that they can experience you with, along with their daughter.
让我们和他们也一起来经历神。
And we will also experience God with them.
你也祝福James, David, 还有梅林，很多人在旅行。
Bless James, Maylin, and other people who are traveling.
还有 Catherine 和这个 Cathy 和 Evan， 主啊，你祝福他们。
Also, Cathy and Evan, please bless them.
平安随着他们。
So that the peace may be with them.
也是传福音的这样一个热情和这样一个心智也随着他们，他们要得着，得胜如得鱼。
So the passion of spreading the gospel will be with them, and they will gain people as a fisherman of a fish of men.
我们也为在座的每一个弟兄姐妹祷告。
And we also pray for each and one of us who is sitting here.
我们教会的每一位都是你特别拣选。
Each and every one of us is chosen by you, Lord.
都有特别的恩典和旨意在我们的身上。
So we will have the special anointing and the grace.
我们生命里面的这个美好，生命里面的呼召，将要一步一步彰显出来。
So the calling of our life will be revealed.
我们要承受你极大的祝福。
So that we can get blessings and anointings from you, Lord.
而且要成为别人的祝福。
And we will also be a blessing to others.
在这黑暗里面，要成为明光照耀。
We will be the light in the darkness.
人看到我们的时候就看到光。
So when people see us, they will see light.
和我们在一起的时候就要经历爱。
When they're with us, they will experience the love.
进到安全的时候就遭到，进到教会的时候就遭到家。
When they step into the church, they will find home.
主啊，是的，让我们的教会祷告，教会要成为人的避难所。
So we want to pray for our church, so the church will be your fortress.
在这个风浪里面的避风港。
So in the mighty storm, you will be a safe place for us.
浪子的家。
So you will be a home for the prodigal sons.
主啊，世代主，你来亲自的来赐恩给我们。
Lord, just come personally and then be with us.
提升我们的信心。
Elevate our faith.
让我们一起和你经历这样一个 adventure.
So that we can experience the adventure with you.
所以我们面对着前面所将要遇见的一切。
So everything that is before us,
我们要向上感恩。
We will give thanks.
在圣经里面讲的，看到他前面的这个所有的一切，耶稣上十字架的时候就忘记了，就把现在目前的痛苦就不算什么。
So in the Bible says when Jesus died on the cross, so everything that is the suffering that is ahead of us will be despised.
主啊，是的，主，你同样给我们这样的心智。
Lord, you please also give us this kind of a mindset.
当我们看不到你为我们储存的一切的福祉的时候，目前的这样一个短暂的痛苦，主啊，我们真的要轻看。
So that we will see the glory that is ahead of us, not the current suffering that's with us.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你必要祝福我们。
You will bless us.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美。
Praise your thank you.
主，把今天下面的时间完全的交在你的手上。
And we'll give the time that is for you.
知道你和我们同在。
We know that you are with us.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Jesus.
你也来call我们孩子。
And please anoint us.
让我们成为这个你所能用的管道，干净的管道。
Anoint me so that I can be a cleansed vessel that is used, can be used by you.
来传讲你的话语。
So that I can talk what is in your thoughts.
奉主耶稣的
名。Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那今天呢，我们有几位弟兄姐妹要受洗。
So today we will have few people that's gonna be baptized.
那我在为今天的信息祷告的时候呢，我觉着我要讲这个以赛亚书五十三章。
So when I prepare for the message today, I thought that I need to talk about Isaiah 53.
大家可以翻到旧约先知书以赛亚书五十三章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 53, that's in the Old Testament.
那我先讲讲以赛亚书这个背景。
I want to talk about the background of the book of Isaiah.
那以赛亚书呢，写在公元前六百八十多年。
So it was written 680 BC before Christ.
那当时神呢拣选了先知以赛亚。
So Lord has chosen the prophet Isaiah.
其实他们当时的国家有很多的危难。
So back then their nation was facing a lot of trials.
那当时的这个亚述帝国要把这个耶路撒冷要攻下来。
Assyria was attacking the nation.
但是因着以赛亚先知的祷告呢，最后这个这个亚述的大王呢，就是全军发生了一个瘟疫，最后就回国了。
But by the prayer of the prophet Isaiah, so the enemy had some kind of disease going on in their camps, so they were being defeated.
那史学历史上记载呢，当时他们发生了一种黑色的鼠疫，就是 Black Plague.
So in the history, it was written that a black plague was going on in the enemy's camp.
但是在圣经里面记载呢，等以赛亚祷告的时候，就看到神差派天使到他的营里面去击杀他。
But in the Bible, it was written that when prophet Isaiah prayed, God sent angels and then wiped out the whole enemies.
所以耶路撒冷呢就巍然屹立，又有一百多年。
So Jerusalem stands still for 100 more years.
当时的亚述帝国非常的强大，他已经征服了耶路撒冷周围所有的国家。
Israel was very powerful back then, and the country has conquered all the places around Jerusalem.
但是耶路撒冷这个当王之地呢，他就是拿不下。
But the city of Jerusalem, he was not able to.
因为当时的王西西家是一个非常正直的王，非常敬畏神的王，再加上以赛亚这些先知。
Because the king of Hezekiah was a righteous man, and they also have the prophet like Isaiah praying for the city.
那以赛亚书呢是一个非常特别的先知，就是说圣经里面关于耶稣基督的启示呢，很多是从以赛亚书出来。
So prophet Isaiah is a very special prophet in the Bible because a lot of things from him reveal a lot of secrets about Jesus.
在以赛亚书第九章、十一章就预言了这个要。将来有一个童女要生孩子。
So in the chapter 9 and 11, it was prophesied that a virgin will give birth to a son.
而且他这个孩子呢，将来是和平的君，永在的父。
So the child will be called the everlasting
Prince of Peace.
Yes.
Everlasting Father.
Everlasting Father.
那一个生的孩子怎么成为永在的父呢
？How can a child be an everlasting father？
那因为他是生的。
Because he is from God.
那后来就是在其他的章节里面呢，特别的来预言，就是将来有这样一个servant， 也叫做一个神的仆人要来。
So later on, he prophesies a servant will come.
那神学家呢，把这个叫做仆人之歌。
So the theologies call this.A song for the servants.
那以赛亚书五十三章是其中的一篇。
So Isaiah 53 was one of them.
那以赛亚呢，在这个先知的历史上是一个非常重要的先知。
So Isaiah is a very important prophet.
那整个他这种预言的这种宏伟和宏大，那是不得了。
The things that he prophesied was great and mighty.
在旧约里面是和好多的东西应验，在新约的时代继续在应验。
So things was being fulfilled in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament.
那无独有偶，就是最近这个历史学家呢，考古学家也做了很多的印证。
And also the historians has also and archaeologists also made a lot of proof of what he said.
特别是1948年，在这个。死海岩洞里面发现的古卷呢，就是发现以赛亚书是最为完整。
So in 1948, so the skulls that were being found on the Dead Sea was a book of Isaiah, and it was preserved really well.
那因为死海古卷呢是公元前大概400年，仍放在这个岩洞里面，因为气候干燥呢得到了保存。
So the skull was put in the cave back 400 BC, and because it was put into the cave and it was very dry, so that it would preserve really well.
也就是说，所有的一切都在耶稣之前就放到里面。
So everything was before the birth of Christ, and it was stored in the cave.
啊，特别这个以赛亚是保存的最为完整。
So the skull of Isaiah was preserved.
而且呢，跟今天的希伯来的希伯来文的以赛亚书一字不差。
And compared to nowadays, the Hebrew book of Isaiah is actually the same.
No difference.
No difference at all.
所以，那为什么要讲这个呢？
Why do I have to talk about this?
大家知道，就是说耶稣基督的来临是在神的心意里面，已经就是通过先知要预言出来。
Because the birth of Christ Jesus was revealed from the prophets.
而且从历史上或者从科学或者从任何的角度来讲呢，你不用质疑。
So from the history's perspective or from the scientific side of view, you'd have no doubt.
那不管你是无神论者还是其他的宗教，你没法挑战。
Even if you are atheist or you believe in something else, you cannot challenge that.
因为死海古卷就是证明这个以赛亚书所有对耶稣基督的预言呢都是真的。
Because the Dead Sea Scroll has revealed whatever is been prophesied for Jesus Christ.
那其实我们信主的人来讲呢，这些并不稀奇。
So for us as believers, it's not something that.
我们常常会听到神向我们讲话。
Because we hear from God.
看到这个神赐给我们异象，有时候未来的东西像电影一样出来。
Sometimes you may have visions, you will see future as a movie that's been played for you.
那当然不是所有的人都像以赛亚一样被拣选，要对未来要发这个历史要发宏大的预言。
Not all of you will be chosen by God like a prophet Isaiah to prophesy for the future.
那但是有人也是被拣选，在今天的时代继续做先知。
But even nowadays, people have been chosen for God to prophesy for the future.
所以我们中间有一些人对这个很比较新鲜，觉得。
Some of you may be new to this.
但是对。特别是我们西安教会的这一个传承来讲呢，这是正常的基督徒生活。
So as a heritage from the Church of Zion is a normal Christian life.
所以我们鼓励大家呢，进入这样的属灵的恩赐里。
So I encourage you to walk in the supernatural anointings.
我问一下，我们中间多少人？就说你在祷告的时候看到过异象。
So I want to ask.
举手一下。
Any of you have seen visions in your prayers?
对，我们有好多人看到过异象。你有自己听到神亲自向你讲话？你举手。我们中间有很多，我们希望呢，我们每一个人都要心在这个圣灵的恩赐里。
And we want all of you to walk in the supernatural prophetic anointings.
我今天多讲一点，就是我们要常常为教会祷告，教会是圣灵同在的教会。
So I want to encourage you to pray for the church because the church is where the Spirit will work.
那历史上的教会呢？开始的时候的圣灵像风像火，依然在燃烧。
So the beginning of church, so the Holy Spirit was working in the church like a fire, like a wind.
那历史上很多的运动也是这样，一开始生命的活水，圣灵的风在刮。
So and also back then, a lot of the revolutions around the churches was the same.Moved by the Holy Spirit.
但是呢，过一段时间呢，教会壮大成熟的时候呢，政治的因素就进到了。
But as the church grow stronger, and then political power will come.
那完了以后呢，这个教会就变成一个机构。
So and later on, a church may become an organization.
这种机构里面呢，有人为的很多因素，开始呢，他要来扼杀圣灵的生命。
So when people come as a working as organizations.
The work of the Holy Spirit.
They do not, they no longer believe in the Bible, but they believe in their own rules and regulations.
那我们今天呢，要为祷告，圣教会的祷告是，圣灵的生命永远在我们的教会。
So we need to pray for the church so that the Holy Spirit will always live in our church.
所以大家继续的在祷告的时候要看到异象，听到圣灵的讲话。
So you pray to listen to listen for the visions and the prayers.
当你被人祷告的时候，要看到神迹奇事要追着你。
When you pray for others, you will see the miracle will be with you.
疾病要得医治，死人要得复活。
Sickness will be healed and people will raise from the dead.
这是神对我们的生命，也是神对我们的托付。
That's what the Bible that Jesus has given us, and also the things that He wanted us to do.
所以我们教会不是要宣讲一个道理的地方。
So the church is not a place that you will say about some kind of theory.
当然道理要讲
of course we need to talk about this.
我们有最美好的道理
we have the best truth in the Bible
最高的标准
the highest standard
最高的智慧
and the highest wisdom
但这不是圣经的目标
but this is not the goal for the Bible
这不是耶稣来的目标
it's not the goal that
耶稣来的目标是要让我们得生命
Jesus came to give us life
这个生命呢是一种生生不息的生命
this life is an everlasting life
是一个伟大的生命
It's a great life、
是一个丰盛的生命
It's an abundant life
所以我们一定要为教会来守望为你自己而守望、so、不要让教会有这种 status quo 就是成为一个模式
So we want to be a watchman for our church So we don't want a status quo that is working in our church
圣经上的任何一句话都是真的要实现在你的生命里面
Each word that is written in the Bible is true And you will be practiced in your life
那最中心的核心的东西呢，就是福音。
So the core value is to preach the gospel.
就是福音。
Gospel.
福音是什么
？What is gospel?
我们常常说，我们是传福音的教会，讲福音，好多人不明白福音两个字。
So a lot of times we say, "Oh, we are doing the gospel," but a lot of people do not understand the meaning of gospel.
福音就是好消息。
The gospel means good news.
好消息是什么消息
？What is the good news?
让你到教会来听一些道理。
Is it for you to come to church to listen to a message?
这是好消息吗
？Is that a good news?
那教会来说，你不能同居，不能喝酒，不能抽烟，不能吸毒，不能做同性恋，不能骂你的老婆，这是好消息吗
？So the church, you cannot be homosexual, you cannot sin, you cannot have sex outside of marriage, you cannot drink, you cannot be drunk, so you cannot do drugs. Is that a good news?
好消息就是耶稣担当了人的罪。
Good news is that Jesus came to bear your sins.
所有信的人呢，要处死如生。
All of you who believe in Jesus Christ will no longer live in sin, no longer in death.
所有信的人呢，就说他的罪得赦免。
All of you who believe, all the sins will be
forgiven.
Forgiven.
原来呢，上帝的怒气在他的身上。
Back then, the anger of God was upon you.
原来的罪重担在你的身上。
And the burden of sin is upon you.
走路的时候很沉重。
When you walk, you felt the burden.
在黑暗里面不知道往哪里去。
And your darkness, you don't know where to go.
往左走。
When you walk to the left.
你突然发现碰到一堵墙。
And you see you will face a wall.
好多人就告诉你要往右走，往右走。
Some people may tell you to go to the right.
往右走，突然发现呢，你的朋友也碰了墙，你也继续碰墙。
And later on, you will see your friends are hitting the wall. You are also going to hit the wall.
因为在黑暗里。
Because you are walking in the darkness.
那什么叫好消息
？What is the good news?
好消息是不是朋友说我告诉你一个道德标准，你要做好人，这样这样这样那样
？Is the good news about doing a better things for you a higher standard of moral standard?
我告诉你，如果没有神的能力、神的爱，你做好人就是被人践踏。
So I tell you, if you don't have the power of God, if you do want to do good things, you will be.Will be stumbled by other people.
By other people.
Yes, stumbled by
people. People look down upon you.
Yes, 人会看低你。
我们讲的不是一个孔子的哲学、老子的哲学、苏格拉底的哲学。
We are not talking about a philosophy from Confucius or yeah.
而是耶稣已经复活了。
But we are talking about a resurrection Jesus Christ.
那新的人有复活的生命在他的里面。
So those who believe will have this reborn life.
这个生命就是不死的生命。
This life is indestructible.
那在哥伦比亚的博格达有一个牧师呢，就是承受神的呼召，建立了好多人，很大的教会传福音。结果呢，后来在一个星期天的时候，他的女儿过生日的时候，坐在车里面，几个歹徒朝他开枪，他中了3000。
So one of the pastors, he's from Colombia, he had built the biggest one of the biggest church in Colombia. But one day he was sitting in the car with his daughter, and he was shot 3 times in the chest.
我就想到，就是说，他就讲到一句话，他说：“生的不能死，不死的。”
And I remember the thing that he said: the servant of God is
生的生命是不朽的，生的仆人是不朽的。
So the servant of God is
incorruptible, 就是不朽的。所以这歹徒他们是杀不了我的。
So they cannot kill me.
今天杀了我，我就跟主在一起。
So if they kill me today, I will be with God.
他就继续在那传福音。
So he continued to spread the gospel.
一颗子弹呢，打在他的手表上。
So one of the bullets hit his watch.
放到蹦掉。
Yeah, it bounced back.
另一颗子弹呢，现在呢留在他的身体。
So another bullet still stayed in his body till this day.
上次我听他讲到的时候。
Last time I listened to his message.
他带着很大的信心。
He came with a great faith. He was praying for 1,000
of men. 他每一个都让这个男人跪下来。
So he asked them to kneel down.
他是个南美人，长得个子就像安娜怎么高，他们那个大个子都要下来。
So he's from a South American. He's just like my size, but he wants all the big men to kneel.
Every man. Bow down before your God. Bow down before your God. Bow down before your God.
在你的神面前跪拜。
看到就是神的仆人在里面的信心。
So we see the faith in his servant.
这不是人教导出来
的。It's not taught by man.
不是一个美好的思想可以让人变成这样。
It's not some kind of philosophy that turned him to this.
而是因为耶稣的生命在我们。
It's because the life of Jesus Christ is in us.
所以呢，就是我们最主要的要知道，就是说 good news， 好消息。
The most important thing is that we know the good news。
所以以赛亚书53章呢，就在耶稣来之前680年，先知就看到耶稣要来，就写下这个神让他要写的启示。
So 680 years before the birth of Christ, prophet already know what is going to happen。
他说：“我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？”他在耶和华面前生长出嫩芽，先根出于当地。他物价新美肉，我们看见他的时候也无眉毛，是我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人颜面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，被我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都入羊走迷，个人偏行记录。耶和华是我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛人的手下无声。他也是这样不开口。经受欺压和审判，他被夺取。至于同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？他虽然背信强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还是他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通。他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆得成为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。所以我要使他与被大的通风，与枪声的军风旅物，因为他见病倾倒，以至于死。他也被列在罪犯之中，却担当了多人的罪，又被罪犯代替。那英文的呢，自己可以来读。
Yeah, you can also read from the screen.
The English.
Yeah.
那这里讲到呢，就是说将来要有一个仆人要来。
So it's talk about in the future a servant will come.
他没有加薪美容。
And he's not he doesn't have a thing we can look on appearance that we can look up.
你知道吗？耶稣其实长得比较难看。
You know that maybe Jesus doesn't have a good appearance.
你看到所有的图画呢？现在其实那不是耶稣真的图
画。So when you look at the paintings nowadays, the image is not what Jesus looks like.
耶稣长得像我一样比较难看。
So Jesus maybe doesn't look like me.
圣经里面没留下他的像，感谢主。
And in the Bible, it never talked about his experience. I mean,
但是圣经里面有一些透露。
But the Bible has revealed some of it.
在这个旧约里面，这里讲到，就是透露了他这个人长得不怎么样。
So in this passage, it says that he doesn't have a.
形象也比较差。
Nothing in his appearance.
从世人的眼光里面，形象也不太比较差。
Yeah.
为什么呢？看见他的时候，也有美貌使我们羡慕他。他被人怎么样藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，场景忧患，是不是？
Yeah, because it says it, there's no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, and nothing in his appearance that we should desire him.
在新约里面呢，在约翰福音里面就是说，当时第八章呢，就是耶稣讲到，就是说，当你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕看见我的时候，他就高兴了。
So in the book of John, yeah, chapter 8, it says that Jesus said that when your father's Abraham saw me and he was glad.
但是呢，那些犹太人呢就说，你还不到五十岁，你去见过亚伯拉罕呢？
And then the man was asked him, "You are not even 50. How can you see father Abraham before?"
那个地方就是透露呢，别人认为他差不多有五十岁。
So in that passage, it reveals people think he was in his fifties.
其实呢，他只有三十岁。
But he was about 30.
所以他长得很老相。
So he may look like older than what his age.
所以，不能给耶稣基督说笑话。但耶稣基督呢，像耶稣基督这样的人，那是找不到对象。
So people like Jesus Christ may not be able to find a partner back then.
不能开耶稣基督的玩笑，但是呢，真的是这样，他讲的不怎么样。这以赛亚是已经预言了。
I'm not making a fun of Jesus, but it's what actually said.
但是呢，他来是要做什么的呢？他说要担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
But the reason that he came to took our infirmities and carry our sorrow.
他最后就像羊被宰。牵到宰杀之前，羊一样被宰了。
And he was like a sheep, being slaughtered.
但是呢，这里也讲了，耶和华钉一见他压伤，但是呢，他后来又活着。
But because it says the Lord was willing to crush him, but yet he's still alive.
说他因为他担当了多人的罪呢，后来呢，他就与伟大的同风和轻生的来敬奉礼物。
Yeah, because it says because he carried our iniquities, he will be given a portion among the great and also divide the spoils among the strong.
那 great 就是神，对，他跟神是要一样的，一样的这个位分。
So he has the same portion with God.
那所以大家知道，就是说这里预言呢，就是说他会，人要是他第九节呢叫人。还是他与恶人同埋，谁知道死的时候与财主同葬。
So it says that he was assigned to the grave with the wicked and also with the rich.
你说先知讲这些事情干嘛？
So why does the prophet talk about this?
先知没事情做是不是？
Because he has nothing to do.
因为先知呢，一个忠诚的仆人就把他眼睛看到的就写下来。
Because as a faithful servant, he wrote down what he saw.
因为他印象里面看见了这些人要把他钉死，要跟罪犯一起埋掉。
So in his vision, he saw that Jesus will be crucified and also be buried with the wicked and the rich.
记得没有？他是跟罪犯钉在一起。
Remember that
左边一个罪犯，右边一个，他死埋的时候肯定是个罪犯要埋在一起。
Remember that he was crucified on a cross, and then on each side there was two criminals.
但是呢，死的时候是跟财主同埋。
And when he died, he was buried in the rich man's cave.
那后来他的那个坟墓呢是谁呢？是一个富有的官，叫做约瑟，跟随他的就把他 耶稣就给埋到葬到他自己的坟墓里。
So remember that when he was buried, a rich man named Joseph, he had his own grave. He was a rich man. He had his own grave, but he brought Jesus to.
先知看到这一切，就是让我们知道耶稣将来的这一位要担当我们一切的罪，担当我们的忧患。
So Prophet Isaiah saw that this the coming ones will come to bury our sins and our iniquities.
他被列在罪犯之中，是因为我们的罪归到了他的身上。
He was listed as a criminal because our sin was upon him.
他又成为了一个赎罪祭。
And he became a sin offering.
赎罪祭在旧约里面呢，就是人犯罪以后呢，旧约里面祭司要让他牵一只羊来或者牛来呢，就要宰杀。他要按手在其上，要担当他的罪。
So in the Old Testament, it says if you have sin and you want to do a sin offering, you will bring a lamb or a calf to the priest, and the priest will lay hands on the calf, the animal.
The person will lay hands.
Oh, the person will lay hands on the animal.
就是代表你的罪要归到他的身上。
So representing that your sin will be upon this.
他要替你死。
And does the animal will die for you?
你的罪就得赦。
So that your sin will be forgiven.
那就是预表将来呢，
It actually represents the coming Jesus Christ that will be buried our sins and die for us.
但是呢，耶稣复活了。
But Jesus resurrected.
这是非常重要的。如果耶稣没有复活呢？
If Jesus has not rise again.
圣经讲的，我们所信的是白信。
The Bible says, if he has not risen from the dead, then we believe in him.
我们基督徒比众人更可怜。
And we will be more pitiful compared to other people.
这是写在圣经里面。
It was written in the Bible.
如果耶稣没有复活，基督徒很惨。
If Jesus has not risen from the dead.
也就是说，你被骗了。
Christians will be living a lie.
你病了，你病得不轻。
And you sick and you can be healed.
明白吗？因为耶稣复活了，战胜了死亡和罪。
Because Jesus resurrected, he will overcome death and sin.
所以呢，我们今天信的这个好消息 ，good news， 就是耶稣已经为我担当了一切。
So we believe the good news is that Jesus has resurrected.
所以就像我刚才讲波哥大的那个牧师，现在里面虽然还有一个子弹在他的。
So the pastor that I talked about earlier, even though there's still a bullet inside of his body.
他继续不断的传福音。
He continues to do the good news.
现在波哥大他的这教会有70万人。
So in his church, they have 700,000 men.
新的总统是他的门徒。
And even the president of Colombia is his disciple.
因为几十年前就说这哥伦比亚是贩毒的一个大本营。
Because a few decades ago, Colombia is a country that they do a lot of drugs.
所以他们很多人就开始祷告呼求神。
And a lot of people will rise up and calling for God.
其中一个牧师就召集所有的牧者就开始。合一祷告。
So one of the pastors gathered the other pastor to come and pray in one accord.
这个牧师后来被歹徒枪杀在街头。
So that pastor was been murdered on the street.
但是后来我看他的传记里面，他的太太和两个女儿。
But later on, when I read about him, his wife and two daughters.
他说我们知道他去了哪里。
They said that we knew that where he went.
我们今天我们继续。他的事业继续他的使命。
So today we continue what he has been doing.
我们并不惧怕。
We are not afraid.
这个牧师在死之前呢，他跟我们赵牧师认识。他说：“你为我祷告，我刚觉得很危险。”
So before passing of this pastor, he was a friend of our own pastor Gideon. So he asked Pastor Gideon to pray.
Not afraid of Pastor Gideon.
No, no, he was afraid so that he asked Pastor Gideon to pray for him because he thought he was in danger.
那后来呢？后来我碰到另外一个牧者，他在哥伦比亚祷告了15年。
So later on, I met a pastor. He prayed in Colombia for 15 years.
他隐藏在那个地方，就为哥伦比亚祷告17年。
He and his wife were hiding the place just to pray for the nation.
后来他说他那边的使命完成了，他去马来西亚。
So later on, he thought he has accomplished what God has asked him to do.
后来去马来西亚为马来西亚祷告。
So he went to Malaysia and prayed for Malaysia.
现在马来西亚其实整个开始很多的帮助。
So and now Malaysia has a lot of turning, turning back to God.
那这些人为什么会这样献出他们的生命？
Why could this man like sacrifice their own life?
因为神这一个赦免的这一个大爱领导他。
Because God was this great love to forgive us was upon them.
他们非常的清楚，我有永恒的生命。
They know they have everlasting life.
而且这个生命是一个自由的生命。
And this life is a life of freedom.
那这个生命是值得传承的生命。
And this life is something that you can be, should be carried forward.
而且这个生命它是一个非常美好的生命，所以它要不断不断的去传讲这个福音。
And this life is so wonderful, so we have to be telling other people to go on with it.
所以在以赛亚书另一个地方讲到。
So in Isaiah, in another passage.
我今天不放到那个地方。
I won't turn to that.
他说那些传福音、报告好消息的人，脚中是何其的佳美。
It talks about the people who spread the gospel. How wonderful is their footsteps.
我们如果再往后放的时候，就说五十四章第一节讲什么呢？
If we turn to chapter 54, what does the first passage say?
那继续他的意象，你这不怀孕五十年的要歌唱。
You know those who women who are barren, never born a child, will burst into songs.
你这未曾经过产难的要大声歌唱，扬声欢呼。
Those who are never in labor will be singing for joy.
因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。
Because the children of those women who have no husband will be have more children than those who have husband.
我们今天好多女的、男的可能不太明白当时这个预言的这个心意。
Some people may not understand what does it mean by.
现在好多人呢，你到北京去，他说，我姐姐常说那些人，从北京人，他们喜欢养狗，不生孩子。
So basically, you go to the like say city of Beijing, people rather have dogs than children.
而且他告诉我姐姐那些人说你们这个外地人呢、就喜欢养孩子多麻烦。
So they will say to people from other cities and say, oh, you are from the other places.
Country people.
Country people, yeah, you rather have children than dogs, but we rather have dogs than children.
我姐姐说哎呀你们根本不知道这种喜乐这个养孩子养孙子的这个喜乐。
So my sister who lives in Beijing will tell them that, oh, you don't know the joy for raising your children.
那这个地方神所真正神的心意里面呢，不仅仅是自己要有孩子，属灵的孩子，就是神是非常的重要，是不是？
So in the passage it says not only your children or your spiritual children are important, but life is joyful.
那时候什么有丈夫没丈夫，现在好多人是独生的主义者啊，那为什么一定要有没丈夫的比有丈夫的更多？那时候没丈夫的人啊，无依无靠，知道吗？ So, 所以结婚是非常重要的。
So the passage also talk about women who have no husband, but in the older days that having a husband is very important because
you have to depend on.
Yeah, you have to depend on your husband.
没有孩子那时候也是很惨。
And if you have no children, then also a very sad thing.
没人养老。
Because no one will take care of you when you.
所以你要在当时的一个背景里面，你要知道什么。
So you have to put yourself back in the shoes of those men.
虽然现在暂时看起来没那么重要，孩子、丈夫没那么，其实在永恒里面，这个人还是最重要的， so, 爱是家庭是最重要的。
So like nowadays, even though like having children or husband may not be that important, but then in this whole eternity is.Important to have families.
对，事实上，今天对每一个人都最，这都关系非常重要。
And indeed, your relationship is the most important thing in your life.
爱你的人非常重要。
People who love you.
你能够爱别人也非常重要。
And you love others is also important.
那五十四章为什么说你要歌唱
？In chapter 54, why does it say you have to sing?
因为神要大大的祝福，借着耶稣基督为我们付清了一切的代价，要大大的祝福我们。
Because God will bless you mightly by the grace of Jesus Christ.
所以开始来祝福你的家。
He will bless your family.
不怀孕的要怀孕。
And those who are barren will have children.
没丈夫的要有丈夫。
Those who have no husband will have a husband.
没丈夫的也要有孩子。
And those without a husband will also have children.
不能这样讲。
Spiritual children.
要有属灵的孩子。 是你看到很多的孩子，很多的家人。
You will see a lot of children, a lot of families.
Family members. 这就是我们的属灵的家。
That's our spiritual family.
那当时的先知看到这个呢，就非常的兴奋。
So when the prophet saw in the vision, and he was very excited.
你想想，当时以赛亚就拿着笔开始写。
Just imagine Isaiah wrote down what he just saw.
一边写一边可能在跳舞。
While he was writing, while he saw him, he was rejoicing and dancing.
因为你看到神给你的这一切的好处，将来的东西，你就兴奋的不得了。
Because you see the things that God has given you, and now and also in the future, you got so I got so excited.
所以这个以赛呢，拼命写，拼命写。
So that's why Isaiah keep on writing, writing.
写到55章的时候，他说：“你们一切干渴的就要进前来。”
So fifty-five says, "Come, all those who are thirsty."
哦，没有银钱的也可以来。
Those who have no money.
你们都要来
All of you come.
买了吃
come and buy and eat.
不用银钱，不用价值
Without money or without cost.
也来买酒买奶
Come and buy wine and milk.
你们花钱，为何花钱买那不作为食物的呢？用劳苦买那，不能使人饱足的呢
？Why spend money on those who does not, that cannot satisfy you?
就是我给你的好东西是不用钱买。
Since I will give you is free.
啊，这个水是白白的，要来喝。
The water is free.
所以你们一切干渴的，独挡就近水来。
So all of you who are thirsty, come and get the water.
那不仅仅是得到水啊，还要得到酒和奶。
Not just water, you also get milk and wine.
得到酒的时候不要喝太多就行。
Please don't get drunk if you get wine.
我想以赛亚当时是可能喝醉了。
I believe Isaiah maybe was
maybe drunk. 所以你继续读下去的时候，那个先知不断的就在发预言。
So continue to read, and you will see the prophet keep on prophesying.
那一直到新约的时候。
Until the New Testament.
那神才派另外一个先知，就是施洗约翰。
And God sent another prophet that is John the Baptist.
那圣经讲呢，有一个人生在旷野里面呼喊，修直出的道路。大上小上都要血拼，要看到神的救恩。
So a man was born in the desert, and he will make the path straight for the Lord.
啊，他就看到了耶稣。
And he saw Jesus.
那这个约翰福音第一章。
So chapter one, John chapter one.
当这个实习的约翰看到耶稣的时候。
When John saw Jesus.
那实习的约翰呢，就是给人洗礼的。
So John the Baptist was here to baptize.
那今天我们有洗礼。
Today we also have the
baptism. 那为什么要有洗礼？耶稣还没有来呢。
Why do we have to have the baptism before Jesus?
圣经说，非要把一批以色列人显明在耶稣的面前，他们认得耶稣。
Because in the Bible it says because they want to prepare a people that is ready for.
就是当他们的罪已经得洁净，眼睛得开的时候，一批人就要跟随耶稣。
So the good people will were baptized and have the eyes open so that they are ready for Jesus.
所以当时跟随施洗约翰的人呢，最后全部跟随了耶稣。
And those who followed John the Baptist later on all followed Jesus Christ.
在第一章29节，当施洗约翰看到耶稣的时候，他怎么讲呢
？So in the verse 29, what does he say?
他说：“看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
He say, "Look, this is the lamb that."Will take away the sin of the world.
哦，他说，这就是我曾说有一位在我以后来的，仿成了在我以前的，因为他本来在我以前。
This is the one I meant when I said a man who comes after me will surpass me, and because he was before me.
我先前不认识他，如今我用水施洗，为要叫他显明给以色列人。
I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he may be revealed to the Israel.
约翰又做见证说：“我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。”
And he also gives the testimony. I saw the Spirit came come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him.
我向前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说：“你看见圣灵降下来，住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。”
I would not have known him except the one who sent me to baptize with water told me the man who, on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize the Holy Spirit.
我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
I have seen and I testify that is the Son of God.
他就告诉跟随他的人说：“看啊，神的羔羊。”
So he tells those who are following him, says, "Look, that's the Lamb of God."
除去世人罪孽的。
The one who will take away the sins of the world.
或者是背负世人罪孽的。
Or you can say that those who, the one who bury our sins.
就是把别人的罪拿到自己的肩膀上。
So just take the sins of other people.
把它拿走。
And then carry on his own shoulder.
这个希腊语里面呢是个 idol 可以做两个意思，就是把一个东西拿起来拿走。
So the word in Greek is idol means carry something and take it away.
所以呢，就是可以放一种出去，也可以放在背负。
So it can be translated as carry or bear our sins.
所以就出去世人罪孽。
So he bear our sins.
所以今天我们要知道我们的这个好消息是什么。
So we have to know.
耶稣要除去你的罪孽。
The good news is that Jesus will take away your sins, remove sins.
耶稣要背负你的罪孽。
He will carry your sins.
今天我们的教会不是要创建一个道理。
Today a church is not here to preach a message.
好，心灵不是心灵的鸡汤。
It's not a chicken soup for your soul.
那心灵鸡汤喝的时候觉得哦挺好。
So when you drink the chicken soup, it's looking good to you.
但是过了以后你也做不到。
But later on you may not be able to practice what you just.
你让你的儿子做，他也做不到。
So if you ask your son to do it, he may not be able to do it.
你让你的太太做也做不到。
You ask your wife to do it, your wife may not be able to do it.
但是，因为他没有能力。
Because he does not have the power.
因为他不是神。
Because he's not God.
他不能替你赎罪。
He cannot remove the sins.
他更不能给你一个新的生命。
He cannot give you a new life.
那这里讲的呢是，司洗约翰看到耶稣背负世人的罪孽，他说怎么样？他要用圣灵给你们施洗。
So John the Baptist said that he come will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵施洗是什么概念
？What does it mean to have baptism on the Holy Spirit？
圣经里面讲到这个洗啊，其实它是泡。
So in the scripture it says the baptism is actually meaning soaked in.
今天我们给弟兄姐妹呢就有一个浸泡在里面。
So today we'll have this like soaking in the water.
那圣灵来泡你是什么意思
？What does it mean to have the Holy Spirit to saturate you in water?
就是从里到外。
So that means from inside out.
从上到下。
Top to the bottom.
从前到后。
Front to the back.
所以就把泡透了。
So you have to be soaked in and saturated.
这是神给我们的礼物。
That's the gift from God.
有的人进入的比较快。
Some people will go quicker.
有的人进入的比较慢。
Some people may be slower.
但是呢，我们都要进入。
But we all have to go through it.
那其实我希望我的三个孩子都像我一样呢，祷告时候看到异象，祷告时候讲方言。他们三个呢，小时候跟着我讲方言，现在不讲。
I really wish my children would be like me, can be speaking in tongues and see visions. And when they was younger, they would speak in tongues, but they no longer do. But I don't know if that's true.
但是呢，我相信就是因为神拣选了他们呢，神有神的时候，按照不同的时候呢，都会。把这一切都会赐给他们。
But I believe that God has chosen them, and in His own time, they will step in their faith.
因为圣经上讲的，圣灵就是我们的生命。
Because the Bible says, Holy Spirit is our life.
我们再看一些经文，在约翰福音第七章。
So we'll go to another scripture, John's chapter 7.
当时呢，耶稣正在过这个祝棚节。
So they were celebrating Passover.
Oh, this is a feast of Tabernacle.
Feast of Tabernacle.
那祝棚节是什么意思呢？简单的来讲，就是住在帐篷里。
So the Feast of Tabernacle meaning that they live in the tent.
那这一方面纪念他们在旷野里面呢，神就让他们住在旷野，是神的永住火住，神就是他们的帐篷。
Because when they were in the desert, God sent the fire was fire before them, so they were living in the tent.
那神就是他们的遮盖。
So God was their covering.
其实住棚界最大的预表的意义呢，就是这个神的同在。
So the most important thing about the Feast of Tabernacle is that God is with them, covering them.
以色列有三大节期。
So the nation of Israel has three festivals.
第一个是逾越节。
One is the Passover.
就是呢，当时杀了羔羊以后呢，就是他们从埃及出来的时候呢，那个逾越节。
So it was back when they escaped from Egypt, so they were killing the animals to.
Killing the lambs,
so that they will put the blood on the doorpost.
那个预表耶稣的。
That was
被钉死。
That was also symbolized.
事实上，耶稣也是在逾越节的时候死的。
Symbolized the death of Jesus Christ.
那第二个重大的节日呢？是 the Pentecost， 就是五旬节。
So the second festival is the Pentecost.
就是在这个逾越节过后五个期以后呢，就是这个无旬节。
So after the Passover, five cycles?
Yeah, five weeks.
5 weeks. So it will be.
无旬节呢，就是圣灵降。
So Holy Spirit came on the day.
另外一个就是主要是祝棚节。
And then also the Feast of Tabernacles.
祝棚节就代表圣灵同在，茫茫的同在。
So Feast of Tabernacles symbolizes the presence of God.
那这节经文不是偶然的，是在这个节期的末日，就是最大值，就是一天一天越来越隆重的时候呢，那耶稣就讲了一段话。
So Jesus said on this day, the last and the greatest day of the feast.
他说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来，信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河。”
So Jesus said, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.So out of the valleys will come the living water.
39节，耶稣这话只是信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵呢，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
那他讲的就是信他的人要从腹里面流出活水的江河。
So he said that those who believe in him will have this living water gushing out of his belly.
那里讲的呢？当时还没有赐下这一个圣灵。
But he says, by then the Holy Spirit was not sent.
就是没有住在这个信徒的身上，就是说来给他们施洗。
So the Holy Spirit wasn't living in those who believe yet.
他们受了圣灵，但是没有洗。
So they received the Holy Spirit, but not yet baptized.
因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Because Jesus had not been glorified.
那什么意思？就是说他还没有钉死复活。
Meaning that he hasn't been up on the cross yet.
耶稣说，当他钉死复活的时候，他到父那边去呢，他就要差派圣灵来。
He said that when he will crucify for us, he will go to heaven, and then Holy Spirit will be sent down.
所有信他的人就要怎么样？
All those who believe in him, what will happen?
就要从腹中流出活水的江河。
The living water will be gushing out.
弟兄姐妹，再次讲，我们所信的这一个信仰，不是一个宗教，不是一个教条。
Once again, I said to you that the thing that we believe is not a religion, it's not a rule,
也不是一个教导。
It's not a talk.
好多人到查经办来说，我希望更明白很多的圣经。好的，这是好的。
And some people will come to a Bible study group. They want to know the truth.
但是你只学了一个道理，你如果没有圣灵在你的里面呢，你就比较惨。
But you are only learning a set of rules.But if you do not have the Holy Spirit in you, then
you will. 你学的越多
，the more things you know.
你发现越做不到。
And you will find that the harder for you to do.
做不到。
When you can't do it.
你很 frustrated.
Yeah, you get 很烦躁。
你本来没学的时候呢，还没忧郁症，学了很多忧郁症。
Before you learn it, you may not have anxiety, but after you know the truth, you may have this anxiety because you cannot do what.
因为你过去不知道什么是罪，今天知道什么是罪了。
Because back then you may not know what is sin, but now that now you know what is sin.
过去不知道什么是对的，你今天知道什么是对的。
Back then you may not know what is right, what is wrong, but now you know.
我们最重要的要知道圣灵在我们的里面。
We have to know that Holy Spirit is inside of us.
他会给我们能力。
He give us the power.
要过一个新的生活。
So that we have this new life.
这个新的生活不是你要人家教导你做这个做那，而是说从里面到外面就要活出来。
It's not something that people tell you to do. It's something that is gushing out from you, so that it's coming from within.
你想这个活水的江河要从你的里面流出来是什么概念
？Just imagine a stream of living water coming out from you.
Rivers.
Rivers.
先有 streams， 后有 rivers。
So we have streams before rivers.
先是一点一点，结果就是 streams， 后来是 rivers。
So first maybe drops of water and then like streams and then rivers.
You're prophetic. 所以呢，就是我们，当我们被圣灵充满的时候，圣灵呢，我们借着信心的时候呢，圣灵就住在我们的里面。
So when Holy Spirit comes, He will live in us.
你就发现过去不能爱的人，你就能爱他。
You realize the things that people that you cannot love before, you can now love them.
过去你不能给，现在就能给。
And before you may not be able to give, but now you can.
啊，你从来也没想过。
And you never have thought about it.
但是呢，别人看到的时候就看到哇。
And people see you, they see.
他们就会哇。
They will, yeah, they will, wow.
他们就会来找你的神。
Oh, they will come and find your God.
我就举个例子，最近我在我那个 Hope 那块地上面呢，不是出现一些水的问题。
So in Hope my property I have some water issues.
是因为一个房客呢跟我的邻居打架以后呢，那个邻居把我的水断掉。
It's one of my tenant who had a fight with my neighbor, so my neighbor cut off our water supplies.
那所以其他的我的房客呢，就说把那个房客赶走。
So my other tenant would say, okay, just cast out this tenant.The one who made.
然后我说呢，把他赶走，水也不会来。
So I told him, even if you get rid of him, the water will not come.
所以我一直呢，我就做我该做的事情。
So I do what I have to do.
啊，他们看到我这个人心里很平安，他们觉得奇怪。
They see the peace in me, and then they were amazed.
啊，有一个这个房客来说，他说，我觉得真的神跟你同在。
And one of the tenants came and told me that, oh, I really felt the presenceof the Lord is with you.
那神给你这样的一个平安来面对这一切。
And God has given you such peace to face.
啊，他也讲他说以前经历过一些神迹。
And he also told me about the miracle that he had been through.
我就鼓励他，我说你继续要来相信耶稣。
So I encouraged him to continue to believe in Jesus.
结果那个给我找了麻烦，把水断掉那个房客呢，我也没找他麻烦。
So the person who made all the troubles, I never went and.You know,
我每一次见他面的时候呢，跟对待别的房客一模一样。
Every time I talk to him, I treat him as like everyone else.
我发现他在改变，很特别。
And then I felt that he has changed.
原来这个人凶得不得了。
Back then he was very angry.
为什么他跟我的邻居打架呢？他很凶。
Why he had a fight with my neighbor? Because he's a very aggressive man.
他自己的意见很坚。
And he has this his own opinion.
但是我最近跟他讲话，我发现他的变化对我特别特别尊重。
So nowadays when I talk to him, I felt that he has changed and he really respects me.
我最后想想，我真的没有一点的苦读在我的里面对他。
And now I think about this, and I never had a bitterness in me.
我每次都是跟他聊啊，他说他明年要买房子啊，我就跟他聊很多，我也祝福他。
So I just talked to him like normal, and then he was telling me that he's going to get a house next year.
我就知道，就是说神和我同在。
I know that God is with me.
那这些东西他就不再 bother 我。
So this things will not bother me anymore.
我也不让他来 bother.
And I don't allow these things to bother me.
我也做一个聪明人。
I want to be a smart person.
为什么？你聪明人就是你不要让这些事情把你成见压下来。
So being a smart means that you don't want these things to be a burden.
所以圣经之前的都是要我们做聪明人。
So Bible wants us to be a smart person.
就像拿破仑讲的，你生气呢是拿别人的错误来惩罚自己。
Just like what Napoleon said, that if you are angry, you are punishing yourself with other people's mistake.
所以你说是不是很 stupid？ 就是你别人犯了错，别人心情不好，别人是个 bad person， 那是你自己啊。
So isn't that stupid? That the mistake of other people, you carry their, yeah, just make yourself burden with other people's.
所以感谢神，神呢真的让我们啊要有智慧，要。
So I thank God that God want us to be to have wisdom.
而不单是要有智慧，而且呢能够活出来。
Not just have the wisdom, but you're living it out.
所以那个活水的江河要从肚子里面流出。
So that the living water will river will come out of us.
大家有没有问过，为什么不是从心里面流出来，口里流出来，从肚子里流出来
？Have you asked this question? How come it doesn't come out from your mouth or your heart, but it's from your belly?
是肚子比较大一点，盛的多一点。
Because our belly is bigger, so we contain more water.
但事实上呢，就是。这个古代的人啊，就是他讲到这种情感啊，很深的一种爱啊，都是肚子、心肠啊。
So in the ancient times, when they talk about emotions, yeah, love, compassion, they always talk about, you know, your bodies.
所以那个李清照写的诗里面呢，他就写到这个是断肠啊，那是吧？肠子要断了，思念一个人是肠子要断了吧？
So the poetry, the olden, ancient poetry in Chinese, they were talking about this. 断肠 means your intestine will be cut out. You miss someone so much.
所以真正的那个爱和 compassion 啊，是从这里来。
So the real compassion comes from here.
那有人也做一些中国里面人讲这个丹田啊，丹田就是说那个气啊，就是在这里。
And also Chinese were talking about this like air,
what air? 丹田。丹田
yeah, talk about this place. So you have
the
breath energy, yeah.
那现在这个是人家研究健康的人啊，也发现叫做腰部的这个肌群啊，
是生命的中枢，就是这个肌肉里面藏着很多的能量。So now they say that they also find that the muscles that in your belly is the source of energy.
我也不用这个去多讲，但是呢。圣经里面原本里面呢，确实是这个希腊文里面呢，就是这个怜悯啊，就是肠子是同一个词。
So in the word in Hebrew, the word of mercy also means your intestine, same word.
是 Greek, 在 Greek.
Greek. Oh, Greek. Sorry.
它叫 splanchna.
So Greek is splanchna.
Splanchna. 对。Splanchna 就是肠子。
So it means your intestine
也是怜悯
，and also means mercy.
你们现在能量得起来吗？这个肠子的怜悯
？Can you
求神怜悯我们更好的
？So can you relate your intestine with mercy？
真的，我们要常常的祷告，要有这样一个怜悯在我们的心里。
We want to pray for this mercy that's in us.
那我记得我们小时候在乡村里面的时候啊，真的那个肠子会跟筋囊会连在一起。
So when I was young and in the countryside, the compassion that's in me is all related to my.
因为人的关系特别的近。
Because people have a closer relationship back then.
那时候有一批知识青年上上下下到我们村庄呢住了大概一年。
So back then in the during the time of revolution, so some of the young men from the city came to my village.
后来他们走的时候，全村的人都会，男女老少都会哭。
So they lived for a year, but after they left, every one of us, the old and the young, will cry for them.
我们都舍不得。
Because we miss them.
那时候真的感受到那种感情啊，就是肠子里面。
So we felt, you know, the compassion, the love, is, you know, really inside of our bodies.
现在我们在西方啊，越来越就是人个人都自顾自的东西呢，就是好多时候我们不懂肠子。
So nowadays, because we only care about the things that you know ourselves, we stop thinking about others, and we don't.
我们的心也不动了。
And our belly, our heart stop.
可能只动一下脑子。
But probably we think about it in our brain.
有时候脑子也不动了。
Sometimes even our brain doesn't think.
所以我们要求神怜悯，这样。
We want to have mercy.
我们的西方的教会，好多时候我们要反省我们的爱。要圣灵继续的来激发我们的爱。
So as a church in the Western world, we have to, a lot of times have to self reflect.
但是呢，我们这里就是圣经清楚的讲的呢，就是、说信他的人呢， 要从他的里面要流出活水的江河。
But the Bible says that those who believe in him, this living water will be gushing up.
所以我们今天有盼望。
So we have hope today.
因为我们不是靠周围的人。
Because we are not depend on the people around us.
那不管我们今天的状态如何。
No matter what conditions we are in.
因为耶稣有应许在这里。
Because Jesus had this promise.
那就像刚才这个Anna prophesied, 像是一个 stream. 好了，就是 river.
I saw a stream and then a river.
所以呢，我们先有 stream 回来。
So we have to have the stream first.
今天我们特别有几位弟兄姐妹要受洗了，要我们清楚的知道，就是说我们的信仰就是 good news.
So today we have the baptism. So we have to know our faith is the good news.
这就是真正的福音。
It's the true gospel.
耶稣基督来担当我们的罪。
Jesus came to bury our sin.
他把圣灵赐下来，赐给我们新的生命。
He sent the Holy Spirit so that give us new life.
哇，那个生命要从里面要流出来。
The new life will be gushing out from our belly.
那我们今天等一会会有圣餐。
Later on, we'll have a share the Lord's table.
我们借着圣餐，不仅仅是要纪念耶稣为我们所做的。
We are not only to remembering what Jesus has done for us.
而且借着圣餐，我们要清楚的知道我们的罪得到了赦免。主耶稣已经担当了。
But we have to know that Jesus has carried all our sins and all our sins have been forgiven.
借着圣餐，让我们知道，就是说，他流血，我们的罪完全的洗净；他的身体掰开，我们得医治。
So by His blood we've been cleansed. He has carried all our iniquities.
包括身体上的医治。
And also including our physical healing.
要相信。
We have to believe.
身体上的医治要相信。
Physical healings, you have to believe.
今天我不讲这个，圣经里面讲到耶稣，他的受的鞭伤是我们身体的医治。
So in the Bible, it says the whips that he buried will heal us our bodies.
因为好多时候我们教会不强调这个，我们只听到灵里面的，但是圣经上讲得很清楚，因着他的鞭伤，我们得医治。
So sometimes we may not emphasize on this, but the Bible says.Because he has buried all our sins so that our body can be healed.
如果他不需要医治我们的身体的话，他不需要受鞭伤，他直接上十字架就可以了。
If he doesn't heal our physical body, he doesn't have to go through the whippings. He can just go and crucify.
就是圣经上耶稣经历的一切都是在担当我们的东西。
So everything that Jesus has been through was to carry all our infirmities.
他被家人出卖，他被他的门徒出卖，把人出卖，这是要担当我们被出卖的伤痛。
So he was betrayed by his disciple. He is here to bury the betrayal.
我相信我们好多人在生命里面有个阶段被出卖。
I believe at some point in your life you might be betrayed by your friend or family.
可能别人没有出卖你，你感觉到被出卖。
Maybe some people may not betray you, but you felt the betrayal.
但是这种感觉是真实。
But the feeling is real.
那后来呢？他被羞辱。
And he was being, Jesus was being shamed.
他在钉在十字架上，其实是一丝不挂钉在上。
When he was in the cross, he was actually naked.
是完全一丝不挂的。
Naked, nothing on him.
他就担当我们的羞辱。
He carried the shame.
所以这些都是为了来担当我们在生命里面所受的一切的那个仇敌曾经在亚当的身上夺取的东西。
So all these things that he been through was to carry the sins from our ancestor Adam, the things that have been taken away from Adam.
包括他头戴荆棘冠冕。
Including the thorn, the crown that he won.
你知道荆棘冠冕担当什么吗
？Do you know what does it mean?
你知道荆棘在圣经里面代表什么吗
？The thorn, what does it mean in the Bible?
最早出现在圣经什么地方
？Where does it first appear in the Bible?
大家记得没？最早出现在什么地方
？Do you remember?
是亚当犯罪以后说，地不再为你效力，要长出荆棘来。
So it was after Adam and Eve sinned, and God said, "Now the land will no longer work for you, and will grow weeds and thorns."
荆棘代表荆棘上的咒诅。
So thorn means your financial problems.
耶稣已经担当了，他荆棘冠冕就是代表他要这个他都担当了。
He also carry our financial burdens as a crown.
而且担当在他的头上。
And on his head.
那这些有些东西我们今天不能再多讲，为什么在头上跟我们的思想意念很有关系。
What is on your head is because it really related to our mindset。
所以呢，今天我们就是领圣餐的时候呢，我们不仅仅是要纪念耶稣，而是跟耶稣一起呢，要领受他的生命，领受他的祝福，领受他的赦免，领受他经济上的祝福，领受他所有担当我们一切魂里面的、肉体的和灵里面的。
So when we have the table today, we are not going just to remember Jesus Christ, but what He has done for us, what He sins that He bear for us, He bear our sins and His.There are financial problems, our physical healings, and
在情绪上的受伤，他也担当。
Emotion,
还有包括意志上的受伤，他也担当。意志就是 will.
Oh, and also, yeah.
你知道好多人在意志上受损吗
？Do you know some people will be crushed by their will?
你知道好多现在好多年轻人意志能力非常差。
Do you know that a lot of young people have?They don't really have self-control.
Willpower.
Willpower.
有时候想做的事情做不了。
The things that they want to do, they can't.
那神已经担当。
Jesus asked.
在哪里担当
？Where does it bury?
你知道耶稣，他是被动的被人抓起，被人钉死，就是说他一点权力也没有，就是他把他的 will， 他把他的意志完全的放弃。
So Jesus was being captivated and being crucified without any control of this because he is willing to let down his will.
His will.
His will.
So, 来是来承担你在意志上的这样一个咒诅。
So he's here to bury your willpower because he let it out.
但是不光这所有的一切加在他的身上，但是呢，父神让他复活了。
But.Even all the things was upon him, but yet God made him raise from the dead.
所以今天我们要把他复活的生命再次的接受在我们的生命。
We need to receive this resurrected life from him.